Throughout the late morning, the cicadas and a chainsaw air, a steady arc and grind over the garden. He sits with her on the small deck finishing his coffee. She, her tea, as the other two in the group have gone off for breakfast in the next town over. A sharp, immutable crack is opening across the tiny New York berg. Grainy vantages, 16mm, roads clocked, with the draped and lawyer hordes only a year or two away from a kind of Darwinian split between casualty and career-minded individual. But what of that legacy now that he's of an age to wonder about passings on? He takes her hand. There's too much to not do right now. Ideas will waffle on a mostly silent drive along the creeks and back roads, and the swimming or the hike only one in the group is inclined or prepared to do can wait. She must be thinking that even in his lowest, most drunken and dark moments, why he never finds a real pain in his chest, the creeping that only now finds him leaning against the door jamb at 5:13 a.m., wondering what the hell he's going to do with his hands.